SBS Radio.
Kasama natin si Norz Portales.
And we're actually from PETA, Philippine Educational Theatre Association. But NCCA sent us here because NCCA is the National Commission for Culture and the Arts. So they invited us through PCG, Sydney, because they launched the Centro Rizal. It's like our cultural arm abroad. So hopefully the performance we brought here will be able to parang showcase the Filipino talent, but at the same time, makonect tayo ulit with our history, our past, and our hopefully it will inspire us to create our future as a people.
Yung pinalabas dito sa Blackland Arts Center na ipinalabas din sa Philippine Consulate ng Sydney, it showcases the history o yung kasaysayan ng Pilipinas mula sa simula nung sabi nga hindi pa tayo nasasakop ng kahit na sinong lahi. Pero maiksi siya compared sa ibang, kumbaga pag magbabasa ka ng history book,
yes.
Ano, oo, less than an hour,
yes.
Pero it tells us the gist. At saka syempre, nandun yung, kumbaga, kompleto yung kwento. Paano nyo nabuo ito?
Of course, Dugut Pawis. I guess, it's like, theater is a collaborative art, so it takes a community to create this whole piece. We have a writer, her name is Dang Bagas, but of course, I asked our video operators, video designer to create the video, and my set designer, and also I asked several PETA people to also fact check, double check, and also find the essence of the story. I guess with our statement with this play is that our history is a continuous narrative. It has begun and it's never ending. So the question really is, upon looking at your history, what do you learn from it? And how do you now move forward? What do you now create out of these struggles, these triumphs? And you see the parallelism in each era, that some things are repeating. So what should we repeat and what should we not repeat? So that's a question that I guess we should reflect as a people. Hopefully with this performance, ma-evoke tayo ng mga Pinoy to really think, and hopefully talagang together makakreate ng bayang mas malaya. Yun yung sanang contribution namin sa arts.
Can we just talk about a little bit about Centro Rizal? Ito ay under ng Philippine Consulate of Sydney with cooperation of the PCC o Philippine Community Council of New South Wales. Mm-hmm. Pero anong aim nito in terms of the culture and preserving the history of the Philippines?
Actually, yung Centro Rizal is maraming Centro Rizals all over the world. Centro Rizal is like, if you know British Council of the UK, if you know Instituto Cervantes of the Spain, it's like the arts arm abroad of a certain country. For Centro Rizal, it's our cultural arm abroad. Ang objective ng
It's under NCCA.
Through, in partnership, of course, with the Department of Foreign Affairs, because it's an international thing, right? So hopefully, ang layunin nito is to educate yung mga people living abroad, specifically, for example, here in Sydney, to be still connected with our culture, our arts, and para sa mga pinanganak na dito, na wala nang background at all, to be connected with their roots, kasi it's important as a people kung saan na malaman mo saan ka nang gagaling. And when you understand where you're coming from, it's easier to move forward. It's easier to set the dreams, to make a choice when you know where you're coming from. So that's what we believe in. By understanding your culture, it will help you define or redefine yourself as a Filipino or a Filipino Aussie specifically.
So, ibig sabihin ang Centro Rizal, lagi na ito makikipag-coordinate sa NCCAA. So, ibig sabihin, pwedeng bumalik ang PETA dito?
Ay, of course. Kung ano po, kung natuwa po kayo at sa palagay nyo po ay deserve na maitanghal pa yung ating dula to different communities here in Sydney, of course, it's really possible. With I guess with the with the belief of the people here na sa palagay nyo it's right, pag in-encourage nyo yung Centro Rizal, I guess they will bring us back here.
I think this is a good project for the Philippine Independence Day as well. Pero para sa PETA, ano pa yung ginagawa ninyo bukod sa pakipag-coordinate sa NCCAA at sa iba't ibang Centro Rizal, sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo?
Ang PETA po ay isa pong independent theater company sa Pilipinas. So, we are connected with different organizations actually, and we have different programs. So, in the Philippines, we have a program for disaster risk reduction. We did a performance and workshop, you know, Typhoon Haiyan, Yolanda. So, we did a creative program there in Leyte. And also, we had a women's theater program focusing on women's rights, women's art. We also have a children's theater. We also have partnership with communities. So we have community theater partners. So actually, what do we do? Ang dami. Kasi the work is never done.
What's the reason behind of all the things that you do?
Because the vision of PETA is art for social transformation. That the art we do will help transform the country and the person and the world. We believe that as artists, we have a power. The medium is powerful. If you can evoke an emotion and encourage a person to change something for the better, then isn't that a powerful thing? And PETA believes in that vision, that we are a creative people and creativity is power.
And with power, you can create development as well as change what was wrong and correct it.
Exactly. So PETAs, we're celebrating now our 52nd year. We're 52 years old. We were founded 1967. So actually, since 1967 up until now, we've been doing relevant theater. So if you go back to the Philippines, we're now doing Rock of Ages. It's a play naman about the metropolis. That's July to August. So it's a play naman is about a community in flood. Because in Metro Manila, flood is so normal.
Website or Facebook page?
Okay, please visit us at our Facebook page and IG at PETA or Philippine Educational Theater Association or at PETA Theater. Or you can visit our website at www.petatheater.com.
Thank you very much, Norbs.
Maraming salamat po para sa bayan.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.